Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Women's Tennis.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Women's Tennis. The Tigers are back in action at home this weekend. The Tigers will host both Missouri and Arkansas. Joined now by Tigers interim head coach Lester Cook. Open Southeastern Conference play with a couple of wins and some excitement at the Yarborough Tennis Center. Coach, congratulations on the two victories.
Thank you. Yeah, that was a great weekend. That was really fun. You know, beat two ranked opponents to start off the SEC. I mean, that's as good as we can hope for.
What were the keys this past weekend, Coach, to the Open of SEC play?
Yeah, you know, I knew that Kentucky was a good team. You know, they're ranked 57, but I think they're playing at a higher level. They've had some good results, and you know, I knew that they were going to come out with a lot of energy, and they did. And the girls did a great job of meeting that and then topping that. And so they did a great great job of just, you know, coming into the match with good energy and being positive.
All right. Friday or Sunday, boy, there was some excitement, a little bit of drama.
Yeah.
On Sunday, it came down to the final match, didn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a tough battle. The doubles, I couldn't be happier with our doubles right now. We really did a great job of turning around and kind of have the expectation that we're going to win the doubles point now. From the beginning where we were just not sure what was happening, now we're doing a really good job with our doubles. I feel like we found some good teams, some good combinations. You know, give us that 1-0 start is always really huge. And then singles was just a dogfight. You know, I think we split the first three sets, you know, three out of six sets. And it came down to Ariana at number two. And she says the first time she's clinched the match, you know, where it came down to her court in her whole college career. You know, she's a senior. I mean, that's amazing. And so for her to stay in it mentally and finish that match off was just unbelievable. What a great experience and really fun for everybody.
And then on Saturday, but before you go back out against Vanderbilt, they're throwing out t-shirts of basketball. That must have been fun.
it was a filled weekend. They did concoursing. So they went on campus and they handed out flyers to try to get people out for Sunday's match. They did the basketball game. Two matches. I mean, it was like action packed, and you know, we had a rain delay on Sunday for about an hour. But you know, we've dealt with so much. Like that was nothing.
Yeah. All right. Back in action this week. Southeastern Conference action this week. You get Missouri and Arkansas in town. Missouri on Friday and Arkansas on Sunday. A spring break week as well. So how does training? How does everything change when you're in the midst of spring break, Coach?
Yeah, you know, the schedule opens up. We're not restricted by class schedules. So, you know, we enjoy playing in the morning. So we already did, you know, practice 7 a.m. this morning. We're done. You know, get rest up the rest of the day, do weights, you know, take care of the body. You know, we'll do morning workouts throughout the week, you know, and little extras here and there wherever we need. So it's great to have the full day. You know, there's no rush. You don't have to squeeze everything in. But again, just staying focused, you know, focusing on ourselves, improving every week. You know, we're watching match video, we're doing everything right. And I really do feel like week to week, we're improving and moving in the right direction.
What do you expect out of Missouri and Arkansas this weekend, Coach?
Yeah. I mean, it's SEC play, so, you know, anything can happen, but, confident that our girls are going to go out and use this as another match to get better, to improve, focus on the things that we're focusing on, and continue this momentum.
Do you keep an eye at this point of the season? I know it's early in the conference year, but do you keep an eye on that ranking at this point, number 12? I mean, at the end of the year, that ranking determines whether you're in the tournament. For Auburn, you're looking to host at the end of this season.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the importance of the seeding or ranking. It's just being able to host at the end of the year, but really just working towards peaking, you know, towards the end of the year, improving here. And then, you know, doing well in SECs, SEC tournament, NCAA tournament, you know, so we're really just trying to improve every week and just keeping that momentum going, building until the end of the year.
Lester, do you like your lineup? Is it set at this point, or is it something you continue to look at your lineup at this point of the season?
It's still fluid. You know, I think that at the top of the lineup, the girls are doing a great job taking care of business. Towards the bottom of the lineup, we're still fluid and trying to figure out what's going to get points on the board for us.
For you professionally, have you found a rhythm to this season for you?
It's too early to say, honestly. last week was awesome. Like, honestly, just with like practice and training, really was a great week. And then it's no surprise we come out and we play two good matches. So I think, you know, figuring out where they were, where I'm coming from, and we're meeting in the middle. We're finding a good common ground of our training and our preparation for the week. And it helps a lot too that, you know, we're on a Friday, Sunday schedule and we've got everything kind of just like mapped out and ready. So that's, we are getting in a groove. I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to say, you know, we figured it out already, but we're trending upward.
Tigers will host Missouri on Friday at 3, then back in action on a Sunday afternoon as the Tigers host Arkansas at noon. Coach, wish you all the best this week. War Eagle.
War Eagle. Thank you.
Auburn head coach Lester Cook on This Week in Auburn Women's Tennis.